A few years back, a classical Indian dance guru crossed paths with a young tap dancer. They met at an event called the Festival of the Feet. The two wound up improvising together on stage and decided to join forces. This weekend, Pandit Chitresh Das and Jason Samuel Smith celebrate the 5th anniversary of their project, Indian Jazz Suites, with the start of a new tour. Reporter Ruxandra Guidi has the story.
Chitresh Das is a 65-year-old classical dancer from Calcutta. Samuel Smith is a 29-year-old hoofer from Brooklyn. Yet the two men say they're a lot alike. Here's Chitresh Das.
Jason is basically younger me. Very, you know, volatile, going in there, dancing. So I was like always improvising, always trying to do something different, curious in the world. That's why it works.
It also works because both are masters of their respective crafts and because their passion for what they do is infectious. On a recent Sunday afternoon in Berkeley, California, Chitresh Das stood in front of a class of about a dozen young women. The students wore gungaroos, or ankle bells, weighing 2.5 pounds each above their bare feet. Chitresh Das played the tabla, all the while correcting them on their moves. The style of dance is called Kathak. It features rapid footwork and delicate gestures with the arms, hands, eyes, and neck.
Kathak is the latest addition to the Indian classical system, you know, 400-500 years, evolution of 400-500 years. So Kathak is an outcome of Hindu and Muslim culture, but its nature of its art form is also subtlety. Power and speed, very subtle, very beautiful and sensual.
Chitresh Das says that Kathak requires as much energy and stamina as Spanish flamenco and tap, especially the kind of tap practiced by Jason Samuel Smith.
He uses the tap shoe, which has a different sound. And I use my cup of my feet, I can make a lot of sounds, which he can with the bare feet. But I think because we come with lots of stamina and force, it overrides age, time, place. We don't think of anything, we just dance.
During one of the San Francisco performances last year, Samuel Smith tapped to Indian classical music. He did a solo and then joined Chitresh Das in a call-and-response dance routine as well. But Samuel Smith says he hasn't tried to incorporate Kathak in his own steps.
You know, sometimes when you describe something as fusion, it implies that you're maybe sacrificing something to achieve a goal. And in our case, we're trying to really maintain the integrity of each style throughout this conversation. So I don't cross over into the Kathak field unless I'm just dealing with a rhythm specifically, but our dance vocabulary remains true to our style.
In the 5 years that India Jazz Suites has been touring, American audiences have responded with enthusiasm. But Samuel Smith says he's been surprised and gratified by the reaction of audiences in India.
A lot of the audiences there are conservative and expecting traditional classical Indian culture. And then when they see tap, they're like, whoa, okay, you know, and it's opening a lot of people's eyes and ears to the fact that classical Indian culture also has this universal appeal that can share its stage with any style and any culture.
The India Jazz Suites 5th anniversary tour gets underway tomorrow in San Francisco. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Francisco.